Hello, my name is Rory St. John, and you're listening to WHRW Binghamton with This Day in History. On May 6, 1937, the airship Hindenburg, the largest dirigible ever built and the pride of Nazi Germany, burst into flames upon touching its mooring mast in Lakehurst, New Jersey, killing 36 passengers and crew members. Let's listen.
Guys, I think we need the big hose for this one.
Yep, getting the big hose.
Oh, this is getting my feet all soggy, though. My shoes inside. I'm just going to take them off.
Are you sure you want to do that? It's kind of gross.
Yeah, my socks are all wet, and I'm just going to go barefoot.
Come on, Frank. Be serious here. There's a definite risk of getting something like athlete's foot. It's dangerous all around.
Whatever, I'm not worried about that.
Hey, look at those Germans. They made that big freaking blimp, and do you think that they made that big freaking blimp by taking off their shoes in public showers? I don't think so.
I'm not worried about that. Come on, let's go.
You're right, and I'm taking my shoes off too.
Yay,
shoes off.
In fact, it turns out that the entire crash of the Hindenburg was planned by the Nazis in order to give Americans foot funguses. They were not wearing shower shoes when using a quote-unquote public shower, which was actually a hose at the time, which is why they lost the Great War. This is WHRW Binghamton with This Day in History.